In 1889, 3 years before his death, and in the midst of the downgrade controversy, C.H. Spurgeon warned that debasing doctrine now will affect children yet unborn, generation after generation. For my part, I am quite willing to be eaten by dogs for the next 50 years, but the more distant future shall vindicate me. A.W. Pink, then a child of 3, was one of the few who was to remain a burning witness to historic Christianity in the wilderness years which followed. Though his life encircled the earth and included preaching and writing in 4 countries, England, the United States, Australia, and Scotland, he was virtually unknown in the Christian world at the time of his death in 1952. Since then, the new era which Spurgeon anticipated has dawned, and Pink's magazine articles, now reissued by many publishers in book form, have been powerfully used of God. This book is recorded by permission of Banner of Truth Trust, Edinburgh. The Life of Arthur W. Pink by Ian H. Murray. Arthur W. Pink, His Life and Thought. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Ecclesiastes 11:6. Preface. The editor writes Arthur Pink in the December 1945 issue of his monthly magazine, Studies in the Scriptures, was brought up by parents who taught him it was bad manners to talk about himself. It has ever been his supreme aim, either when preaching or writing, to occupy those he ministered unto with God, his Word, and his Christ, rather than with himself. To this aim he adhered, and so, although Studies in the Scriptures ran to 32 volumes, 1922 through 1953, it contains little to be gleaned by any biographer. What little there is, that source I have tried to make use of in these pages, but without the additional help of a number of friends, this short life would have been impossible. Chiefly, I have to thank Mr. Ray Levick of Sydney for his articles on Pink in Reformation Today, and for the manuscript letters by A.W. Pink, which he obtained for us on loan from friends in Australia. 95 letters from Pink's pen, supplied by Mr. and Mrs. Lowell Green, have been invaluable. The Banner of Truth magazine commenced just 2 years after the closure of Studies, and an eager reader of Studies, Mr. Douglas Craig of Swansea, became one of its principal supporters. Mr. Craig has loaned us his most treasured literary possession, a full set of Studies, the only such a set known to us in Britain, and also supplied much which has been of help in the preparation of these pages. While on a visit to Sydney in September 1980, it was a pleasure to meet a few who remembered Pink's ministry with much appreciation. To Mr. Alan L. McCarroll of Durrell, Sydney, I am indebted for the opportunity to examine the minute book of the Independent Church, now defunct, which Pink helped to form in 1927. Although A.W. Pink died as comparatively recently as 1952, there are few alive who knew him personally. This has led us to prize all the more the aid of Mr. and Mrs. Charles Pressel of York, Pennsylvania, who first welcomed the Pinks to their home in 1922. The help of others, some of whom are not named in these pages, is also gratefully acknowledged. My work was made a great deal easier by the preliminary labors of my colleague, Dr. Sinclair Ferguson, who took the major responsibility in the editing of Letters of A.W. Pink, published by the Trust in 1978. As ever, I must thank Mr. S.M. Houghton for his checking of this publication, both at manuscript and at proof stages. The Reverend Peter Lewis of Nottingham has assisted me with information on Pink's childhood homes in that city. In a real sense, the life work of Arthur Pink is unfinished, for his writings are now being read by far larger numbers than those who saw the original magazine. It is almost exclusively from that magazine, and since 1953, that publishers across the world have drawn the material which is now so widely known in book form. For the present writer, the preparation of these pages has been a spiritual refreshment. Pink's words stirred many of us years ago, but we knew very little of his history. To know him is to love and respect him as a humble and faithful servant of Jesus Christ. Ian Murray, 30 April, 1981.